Holy Spirit's mentioned, and that means 80% of your well-hydrated body is full of the triune God. That is immediately, should immediately shift us consciously into a new paradigm of how we treat each other. Because that simply means I've got to recognize you, my sister, or you, my brother, as a god and a goddess with a small g, a powerful co-creator who certainly can recreate your own body with the chemistry of divinity, with the optimal capability of flowing that energy. It's real simple. It's all about electrons. All of the electrons in the entire universe comes from the same source that the electrical lights are currently being put on. Let there be light. From the water. Hydrogen. Hydrogen donation. You've heard over the last several years the top speakers in the field of natural medicine tell you the importance in your body of pH. That diseases, chronic infectious diseases like cancers, can't take root, can't grow in an alkalinized body chemistry. The root, the understanding, the fundamental understanding of that is that pH stands for parts hydrogen or power of hydrogen. The power of hydrogen is in the electron. That's why when you go to St. John the Baptist and you get appointed and anointed and spiritually endowed to the max, what's happening is that water is giving you this electron donation, and you're being brought back into the spiritual communion, the divine human communion that's available right here, right now for all of us. Because we're in water. This is a hydrated atmosphere. You know, you're told that there's shortages of water. Hogwash. There's shortages of oil, they tell you. Hogwash. All of this is absolute propaganda. The reality is, do you think that the Creator would create a shortage of himself or herself? Water is plentiful throughout the universe, and all of the energy, whether it's the electrical currents flowing to light this room, or whether it's my mouth moving, or your eye blinking, it's all because of electron donation from water. H plus, you remember the equation from chemistry? H plus plus OH minus equals water. That is all you need to know if you really understand hydrosonic engineering of life and of creation. All you need to know is that equation, because it tells you where the energy comes from. Hydrogen in the living God. Jesus said, I am the living water. Electron comes from the hydrogen. And who's the carrier? What's the carrier of that? Oxygen. OH minus carries that electrical charge. The oxygen. You've heard me speak in lectures here in health healing celebrations. The topic I talked about the last 4 or 5 years when I've come here, Healing Celebrations book, subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And I've talked about oxygen and oxygenation therapies and how element number 8, the infinity sign, is God's element. The words faith, trust in God, when you do the alphanumerics of the English language, you realize faith, trust in God is all 8s. Oxygen is the deliverer. How did Adam get pumped off the ground, uplifted, spiritually anointed by the Creator? Creator breathed the breath of life into Adam to get him to move. Inspiration. Respiration. Re-spiritualization happens because of oxygen, the carrier of God's electron from the electron donor, hydrogen. It's all about the water. The living God is in you, 80%. And everything in the universe is actually a prime example of how our Creator is consistently operating universally and eternally. So that's what John the Baptist is really about. That's what Live H2O is really about, the heralding of the greatest secreted truths of all time. You've heard that the